Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good day to you from Hawaii. Our, well, just about the third weekend in August. It seems to be just running away with us. It's already the 20th. Oh, and we had a three-day weekend. Windy, though, in Hawaii with some rain. Hurricanes kind of dissolving offshore, so don't worry about that. The winds will be 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll get a little rain today, a little sun, and if anything, that hurricane that's sizzling will bring us some rain for the Big Island, and the Big Island certainly can use any rain. Patriot Golf Day, Labor Day, and many courses. It'll be the entire weekend raising money for Folds of Honor Foundation. Make a plan to be on the course on Labor Day. You can always make a donation to Folds of Honor no matter what. Just go online to PGA of America. You'll find Patriot Golf Day. You'll find which courses participating, and you can also find a way to participate without playing golf if you don't. I know a lot of people who listen to the show don't necessarily get out and play golf. On the show today, from Golf Week magazine, senior writer Beth Ann Baldry, from Sports Illustrated senior writer Alan Shipnuck, from Kukio Golf and Beach Club, phenom Eric Dugas, and from the Valley Isle, Maui, Gary Panos, Hawaii golf guru. That's my title for him today. But first, the stars that make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipube Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipube Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
We've got a theme going on. It's kind of bubble. The bubble on the PGA Tour, the bubble on the LPGA Tour. You know, the bubble boys trying to get into the FedEx Cup playoffs, and the bubble girls trying to make it on the Solheim Cup, and the bubble boys. We usually talk about them every year, and most of them are relative unknowns to the casual golf fan. But let's bring Gary Planos. Gary, you've been in Hawaii so long, I pronounce your name with a Hawaiian lilt, with Planos. Gary, welcome to the golf club.
That's great to be back on, Danielle.
Yeah, it's good to have you. The last time we talked was at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. And, you know, the bubble boys, look at who's on. Ernie Els, Camilo Villegas, our Spider-Man, Tiger Woods. Of course, he's not even trying to make the bubble. Patrick Harrington and Hawaii's Dean Wilson, unfortunately, withdrew on Thursday, so he will not be in the FedEx Cup event, but he will be able to go in the last four events when it's kind of the chase for the run for the card, is what I call it. And then on the Solheim Cup, we've got Rosie Jones doing her captain. She's got her assistant, Julie Ingster, playing her way onto the team. Really quite amazing. And Christina Kim is on the bubble in that Solheim Cup. She shot a 74 yesterday, but the women chasing, Katie Futcher and Christy McPherson and Vicki Hurst, they're not shooting. Oh, well, Vicky's doing okay. She had a 71. But really, I think she needs to finish, like, first to take over Christina's position. So it's just an interesting theme weekend. We're going to talk about Hawaii golf with Gary Planos. Gary, let's start off with the Hawaii Tournament of Champions, where we last talked. And the status there, the big news, and it was kind of shocking for a lot of people, was that there was a new charity organization that had to be found to run the event, and a new executive director that had to be found to be the overseer and be a full-time executive director, that Mark Rolfing would no longer be that person. And it seemed to surprise Mark, but more than anything, it was like, oh, you've got 30 days to accomplish this. And we're like, oh my, okay, there's only 4 months to go before Kapalua. Usually they're already taking your media credentials. As someone who used to be the man at Kapalua, what was your first impression when this news broke?
Well, I learned of it, I guess I was coming back from Alaska, and I went fishing with some friends of mine in Alaska, and I learned of this from Nancy Cross. And so threw my hat in the ring. But the tour has gone in a different direction. And from what I understand from Nancy in the last couple days, is that there is a new executive director and organization set up. I'm not sure if the nonprofit is entirely intact, but it seems to be things are moving forward. So no worries with the event. It's a different type of event when you've only got 35 champions. Okay, and it's not the undertaking of a full field event like the Sony Open. Okay. You've got 35 champions, so that reduces the amount of details by a quarter. And let's just face it, Nancy and staff is taking care of this thing for so many years. You know, we've had a minimal field event for, this will be 14 years officially on a PGA Tour schedule. And then before that, there was another 6 or 7 years when we used to have the Ping and Lincoln Mercury event. So, you know, we've been doing it for a long time that I think it can come to fruition pretty quickly.
Yeah, so we shouldn't worry about this thing being all put together. But what I think we're concerned about most is the state of Hawaii and whether the state of Hawaii thinks that the Hyundai Tournament of Champions or a PGA Tour event, period, is worth putting money into. And I want to ask what is your feel on that?
Well, I mean, the event generates millions of dollars for the island of Maui and for the state. So it has for years. It's positioned the island of Maui with regards to golf, and of course, it's very dear to my heart. Okay, and being tournament chairman for 12 years and tournament director for many years before that, I've been very close to this event, and it's very important. I think very very important, and I think the state feels the same way. I don't think it will turn its head on this thing. It's just everything is directed by sponsorship, and I really think that that it all depends on Hyundai and where the tour wants to go with it.
Okay,
you know what I mean? I mean it's so connected with Sony. The players, 70% of the players go over to Sony and represent a big part of that field that I really see a difficulty in just having one event.
I do too, absolutely. I think it's important, it's almost imperative that we have two events. What I don't see from the state of Hawaii is an understanding. I mean, Governor Abercrombie pretty much came out and said, you know, why are we going to put all this money toward this event when we've got so many other problems in the state? Yeah, we've got other problems in the state, but we have decided to make the visitor industry our industry of choice. It is our economic engine. Therefore, it behooves us to make as many people know that we're a great place to come to. And I got to backtrack now. And we're going to get back to this coming too, because we got a lot of work to do to keep up with the rest of the world and what they're doing with their plants, their economic plants, which would be our resorts. Mm-hmm. If we're a resort destination, we've got to step up big time to keep up with what the rest of the world is doing. Okay. But what I'd like to know is, you said, and I keep hearing this phrase, the tour has made a decision to go in a different direction. What does that mean?
I think the different direction. What I meant is that the direction that we used to have at Kapalua,
uh-huh,
in managing the event, okay? The tour, I think, is taking more of a hands-on approach and is going to manage the event more themselves and with a different host organization, okay? So instead of Mark and I being involved, they're going to bring some new people in.
You know? You are so good, though. I mean, everybody who talks about the Hyundai Tournament of Champions and all the work that you did, I mean, the commendations were glowing. Everybody, Steve Stricker, everybody loved what you guys did.
Well, and that's not my decision. You know, that's somebody else's decision, and it is what it is. I had a great run, and things change.
Yeah, you're right.
I understand it, and probably have been closer to it than anyone else, but that's where it is, you know. And so, you know, we'll be watching from close up. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And do you know who it is? They've chosen.
I do, but I don't think I'm at liberty to say.
Got it.
Okay.
And, yeah. Absolutely.
But I think it's going to go in. I think it'll be a different organization, but I think they'll do just as well.
Okay? Of course. I absolutely. I'm not saying that the next person.
I'm going to take the high road on that one.
Yeah. Of course. Okay. So now, let's go back to what do you think the is Maui keeping up, and I don't know about Oahu, and we don't need to talk about the rest of the islands, but is Maui keeping up with the rest of the world in maintaining a world first-class resort destination?
I think Maui holds its head pretty high. I mean, in the past, let's say, 5 to 10 years, you know, you've got Kapalua's renovated their golf courses, you know, and regrassed their greens, and we did the tees. I mean, we did it all. We did the plantation with the Hyundai involved, and we did the bay course with the LPGA involved. And I think so. We've got improved product at Kapalua. We've got improved product at Kaanapali. Redid their golf courses. Wailea's done some improvements there.
Yeah.
I think Maui Lani's done some improvements there from the public side. What used to be Grand Waikapu is now King Kamehameha. They've completely redid that golf course. And also their public one, Kahili. So I really think that Maui's done its job. What's going on at McKenna? Are some improvements eventually there? I know I talked to Bobby Jones on that. They're going to make some improvements there. So I don't think Maui really has to worry. The other islands are in pretty good shape too. I think Hawaii's done a pretty good job on everything. What money is being thrown in from the marketing side is has got to be down because of the economy. You know, I mean, the economy is just killing us all in regards to what dollars can be thrown in to promote the various products. You know, I mean, Kapalua doesn't even have a marketing.
Yeah,
department anymore. You know, everything's being outsourced, and it's just, I think it's going to be a period of time before we get, you know, we start to have the engines that used to be there because let's face it, from a resort standpoint, you've got to, you know, the development dollars drove the bus, and those development dollars, you know, are not there, you know, nor is the credit to be able to get that.
Well, and we certainly hope, I think the tour would have a lot of say in whether the Hyundai Tournament of Champions stays at Kapalua, stays in Hawaii, wherever that may be, wouldn't they? Or is it the Hyundai Corporation that would really make that decision?
Well, I think what you have to look at is where does Hyundai want to have it, you know? And you know, the tour is the... I'm sure the tour is supportive of keeping it in Hawaii because of the connection with the Sony event. But we'll soon see where the direction is after the 2012.
So we've got this coming 2012, which is 4 months from now, which is why I bring it up. It seems like it's far away, but it's not. It's just like right around the corner, and then we're going to find out what's going to happen next. So that'll be interesting. But I love this line. Given the plethora of luxury golf destinations and the hunger the uber-rich have for experiencing those destinations, Hawaii has a lot of competition. That was all of what we just talked about was born from that sentence. You know, the plethora of luxury golf destinations and the hunger the uber-rich have for experiencing them. The uber-rich come with the people who are associated with the sponsors. The sponsors bring their people, and their people expect to have the ultimate experience. And so I want to know, are we able to provide this ultimate experience? And I just hope the state understands that what they bring with them is, more. You come back to where you want to go. I know I do. When I go someplace and I get that experience, that feeling that I've really been taken care of, I want to go back there. I want to make that my destination, at least for a while. And the question.
Well, and I think we've provided that for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we really have. From the players to the media to whether it's the tour officials, this has been a home that will be a very sour. Well, if it ever does move from here, there'll be some sorrow around with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we talk a little bit more? I need to take a break. Take care of the people who make the show possible. My sponsors. Can you stay with me for a few more minutes?
Oh, sure. No problem at all.
Great. We'll be back right after this talking with Gary Planos, my Hawaii golf guru. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
One of our sponsors, Alakai Mechanical, is celebrating its 37th birthday by giving you the chance to win Power Distance PD Long Nike golf balls. Alakai Mechanical, from planning to execution, your commercial kitchen is the heart of your business. On time, on budget, done right. So you need to call Alakai Mechanical. Or how about calling this number right now? The number would be 808-296-5467. And win a dozen Nike golf balls by being the 18th caller. If you have not won in the last 6 months, we give everybody a chance to win. The number again, 808-296-5467. Gary Planos is our friend on the air this morning with us, and Eric Dugas is coming up as well. This is like a phenomenal player. Amazing what he has done. He's at Kukio, and he's an assistant professional. We're talking with Gary right now about, I would like to discuss just a moment, what do you think about the PGA Tour taking the LPGA Tour under its umbrella, much like the Champions Tour?
I'm not sure that's going to work. I'm not sure that the, you know, dealing with the tour for as many years as I have.
Yeah.
There's a time of waiting sometimes. The priorities are set, whether you're dealing with legal or whether you're dealing with, marketing or whatever, and I just feel the LPGA needs to have their own motion, okay? And I think what the LPGA did yesterday in bringing Craig Kann in as, I don't know if his title is Director of Communications or brought him in from the Golf Channel, I think that was a very positive move. I'm very fond of Craig and with the work he does, and I think that'll be a, you know, so they've made some good moves. They brought John Padani in last year from the tour, and now they've got Craig in there. And I think they're making the right moves. And I think although we'd all like to see the LPGA, erupt and change tomorrow, I think it's going to take a little bit of time with this economy. And, unfortunately, I was only allowed to work with the LPGA for a couple of years. But I enjoyed working with them, and it's a great product, and I think it definitely needs a home here in Hawaii.
It definitely needs a home here.
And I was never more disappointed than when our event only lasted a year.
I know, at Kapalua Bay Course, that was fabulous. Morgan Pressel is the defending champion, so when it starts up again, we have to get it to start up again.
I definitely can see that happening, you know, and I think there are people in Hawaii that want to have an LPGA event. It's just a matter of putting the pegs together.
Yeah. You know, everyone asks me when they hear that Gary Planos is going to be on the show, I heard your dogs, they're gorgeous. I love your dogs. I love your Christmas cards.
Well, they're sitting here barking at me because they want me to throw them their little teddy bear. So they don't understand I'm doing an interview, but right now, the dominant one, Fanny, has taken the teddy bear from the little one. Cricket. That's not right.
We have to step in and do something. Yeah. The question is, I'm asked all the time, is where is Gary Planos going to be? Is he still living on Maui? And what are you going to do? What's he going to do? So I have to ask these questions.
Well, I have to ask him too. You know, I have in the last 6-7 months, I've turned down some opportunities, and also have not been accepted at a couple opportunities. So I'm still looking. I'm 36 years here on Maui, and I'm not sure Maui's in the plans. You know, I'm still living here because Maui's been my home for so long that there's no reason to leave. But I am looking at what the next step of my career is.
And I understand. And when you have two gorgeous children, that you would have difficulties bringing back home to Hawaii. Let's say you made a choice that wasn't quite right. You left. You took your kids with you, dogs, and then coming back to Hawaii, that's tough. You just don't make that kind of a decision because
I don't think the difficulty is in moving. I think the difficulty is in trying to find. You know, I was blessed for a long time of having a full plate, and just trying to find those opportunities nowadays aren't that easy.
But I am lucky
that I work long enough and hard enough that I can semi-retire for a long period of time, and uh, And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I want to, you know, but I think sometimes there are people that say that when you're given some rest, take it. And that's what I've done so far.
Good. Excellent. Eric Dugas is standing by. Have you heard of Eric?
Oh, I've seen him. I've seen him at the plantation win the BIFA Hawaii Hall of Fame championship, and he's a great player.
This young man has won defending after 2009, the Kona Open wasn't held in 2010, right? So, but they start up in 2011. So he won the 2011 Kona Open, 13 under, an 8-shot win, a new tournament record. Then he won the 2011 Pebble Beach National Pro Scratch Champion with his partner. And then a 2011 Aloha Section Championship, 7 under, a 7-shot win, right? 2011 Aloha Section Assistance Champion, which he is. He's an assistant professional. He's made it to the final stage of the U.S. Open qualifying 2009, 2010, 2011. And these are just his most recent accomplishments. Amazing. Gary, let's chat again, because I want to keep up with what you're doing. I want to get your insight. I want to see more where you're going and what you're doing and what you think.
Anytime I can help, please let me know. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking with you. And great to see that your show is continuing on its forward path.
Well, absolutely. And I'm just glad to hear that you said the state knows how important it is. The Irish Open was sponsored by Ireland because no one else did. So they stepped up and said, you know, all this television coverage, I want to go to Ireland. But I'm keeping Eric. He's a busy man. We've got to move forward. So, Gary, thanks so much for being on the show.
You have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. Aloha. Okay. So, Eric Dugas.
Danielle, good morning.
You're the man from Kukio. Now,
One of.
Yeah, okay, one of. Yeah, okay, we've got to give your GM credit, right? Because he was there with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rick Tremonton?
Yes, that's correct.
And he was, you guys, where were you playing? Pebble Beach?
Yeah, it's the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. It's a three-day event. You actually play one day at Spyglass and 2 days at Pebble.
Which one was your favorite?
You know, they're all so different. Spyglass is definitely the hardest of all the ones out there between Cypress, MPCC, and Pebble. Spyglass is the most demanding. Pebble is Pebble, though. It's hard to say that that's not one of the best out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody says. You know, you've got to play it. Now, what is it? I keep going, you know, I do a column every month. I write a column. Mm-hmm. You're in it almost every month. It's like,
I appreciate that.
Well, I have no choice, young man. I have no choice. You keep winning, you see. And I was talking to Craig Sasada last week from Poipu. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, of course, sponsored the Aloha Section Championship. They were the host, I should say, the host course. He said it was like you were playing a different course than everybody else because no one could come close to you.
You know, with this game, sometimes it just kind of all does go according to plan. You just try and enjoy it for those. You know, Poipu's got the same greens that we have here at Kukio, the same grass, the past palum. Was very familiar with those surfaces, and I just enjoy playing in the wind. I grew up playing all my early golf in some heavy winds on the East Coast. So when it gets blowing, I actually am very comfortable out there. I really enjoy it. And made some putts and kept rounds going. And it just kind of all fell into place that week.
Oh, yeah. So you've qualified the big one, the 2012 Sony Open. You've got the loan exemption into the Sony Open that we can give. We used to have more spots. That's exciting.
Oh, absolutely. That's an opportunity, especially when you get trying to Monday qualify for tour events and, you know, the depth and quality of the field. When you get an opportunity to have, you know, one-third of a Monday qualifier field with the spot available, to be able to take advantage of that is nice because it takes some travel and some stress off of the plate for the following season.
Yeah. So your goal is, and before you answer this, I'm going to announce the winner of our Nike golf balls because they keep, I'm sorry, you're calling and wondering why you haven't been chosen. I know you have been. Is your goal to go on the PGA Tour? Stand by with the answer. Stand by
absolutely.
With your answer. Hold on. Raynette Bowman of Waimanalo. Raynette, so cool. I'm going to send you priority mail. Nike, dozen Nike golf balls, okay? This is just great. And all three winners will be getting theirs. I'll be heading off to the downtown post office with my little containers going priority mail to Raynette in Waimanalo. All right. So you want to be on the PGA Tour. Are you watching the bubble, young man? I just love the fact that you young men have just the staying power to continue to work on your game, to find the sponsors, to pay the bills, to keep on going. Ernie Els is on the bubble. Camilo Villegas is on the bubble. And you've been working towards the so many goals. You're ready to get on the PGA Tour.
Oh, I mean, I think anybody who plays and loves the game of golf has a genuine interest in tournament golf, I think, is the key. You know, to get on the first tee and you feel a little bit of butterflies, but they're that just that desire to play in competition. They're not necessarily nerves, but if you didn't have a little bit of nerves, it means you didn't enjoy it. So I think everybody is aspiring for that, and me as well. And I'm just fortunate. I'm at a place where they're very supportive of me to play in practice. Members, staff, everybody really is behind me in every tournament I play in, as well as day-to-day preparation for tournaments.
Got it. That is the key, finding that kind of home that's going to support you. And must have been fabulous watching Keegan Bradley win a major as a rookie on the tour.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that, those stories you can't write. I mean, just I think the new thing now with the younger players is just the resilience, you know, making triple on 15 and then comes back and birdies 16 and 17 to still give himself a chance. And I think that's kind of necessary in this game. You know, I believe it was Nicklaus who always said the best golfers have the shortest memories, and that's goes a long way in that. You have to be one shot at a time, and for Keegan it paid off, but he's certainly not the first.
No. And okay, may I ask how old you are?
28.
So you're ready to make the jump. I mean, you've been ready, right?
Absolutely. I think now more ready just because of experience. I mean, when you're younger, you always think that you're ready to go out. And the more you play, the more experience you gain in large events, the more you are ready for it because you've been exposed to, you know, all kinds of competition, all kinds of different golf courses, all different scenarios. So you're not surprised by the situation anymore. You feel more comfortable in the situation. So definitely in 2008 when I played in the PGA Championship, it was definitely an overwhelming experience. It was a great experience, but it was overwhelming.
Was it because of all of the people you were playing with, or was it the course, or was it all of those things combined?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination. There's people everywhere you turn. You're playing with and against some people whether it be the Ernie Elses or the new up-and-comers, you know, your Adam Scott and those, that as well as the golf course setup is just different. You play 7,500 yards at a par 70 with high rough, tight fairways, fast greens. It's very penalizing even for good shots, and sometimes not even rewarding for good ones.
Yeah, that's like the Open, you know, the Open,
yeah.
The PGA Championship, they tend to do that to you. You'll be playing now in the National Professional Championship in June of 2012 at the Bayonet Black Horse in Seaside, right? And then you've also qualified for the Callaway Golf National Assistant Championship at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Which one do you look forward to more?
Without a doubt, I mean, the National Club Pro definitely is a special tournament to me. I've been fortunate to play several years in it, and that was how I gained the berth in the PGA Championship. That's the first-class event as well as the Callaway one, but I definitely look forward to the National Club Pro just based on the tournament that it is. I see a lot of old friends more so than at the Assistance Championship, so it's a nice thing to have to look forward to next year, but not to downplay the assistant championship. That's another really, really fun tournament.
Yeah, you're going to the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie.
it's an amazing venue, and you can always count on the weather.
How bad is that? I mean, it's fabulous, a fabulous destination. Okay, big question that I have to ask you after this break, and then we'll be talking with Alan Shipnuck, who is the writer of the most amazing book. It's called The Swinger, and it bears a striking resemblance to the life and times of Tiger Woods, but, you know, it's just a striking resemblance. We'll be talking with him just after, but first take a break and find out how Eric Dugas is doing this. What is he doing? What is he following? What is it, aim point? Is it the natural swing? What are you doing? Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in the clubhouse, Alan Shipnuck, the swinger, along with a gentleman who got a lot of bad press in Hawaii, Michael Bamberger, because he told, he thinked on Michelle Wee about the ball moving, I think it was, but we won't bring that up because the book is really interesting. It's called The Swinger. We're talking with Eric Dugas, and he's got some tips for us, okay? He may not tell us exactly what we want to hear. He's at Kukio Golf and Beach Club, a 36-hole championship. It's an 18-hole course. Do you have 36 over there or 18?
We actually have 28. We've got an 18-hole, it's an 18-hole championship golf course up on the Malka side of the highway. And then down on the ocean side, we've got a 10-hole facility that's from par 4s and par 3s. That's rated as a 9-hole course. The first hole is technically a warm-up hole, but any one of those holes can come up to the championship courses, fit right in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, this is a private club, though, right?
It is.
So don't go knocking on doors over there. You got to go find somebody who knows some. Go find a friend to take you there. Eric, what is your secret?
Secret? There's really no secret to golf. It's finding, being exposed to some of the players that I've been exposed to, and just picking the brain of some successful players. You got to find your own routine, and that's the biggest thing, is finding a routine and being comfortable with it and sticking to it. The game will throw so many ups and downs at you that if you are always changing, you never find a comfort. So I've always stuck to my routine. If I have any time, it's always work on 100 yards and in. No matter what tournament you go to, everybody hits it good. It's the ones who score. So I've always been a firm believer that if you're inside of 100 yards, you're sharp. It's not as important how you hit the ball. It's getting the ball up and down.
Okay. So, in other words, all of the swing changes that people make, not a good idea.
Well, it's not saying that Yeah, I'm more of a feel player than I am a mechanical player. So I'll work on some stuff when I know, you know, if you're seeing a shot you don't like, or you know, your ball striking is off, then that's time to work on it. But in tournaments, yeah, you got to go enjoy it. You just got to have fun, and that's kind of been the turnaround for me in the past 2 years, is back to enjoying the game. You know, I almost took it too serious and ruined the fun of it. Oh. And I've just started having fun with the game again, you know, really just enjoying the simple. If I can't stare out at the Pacific Ocean and, you know, the other islands and enjoy what I'm doing, I got to reconsider.
Oh, good thought. So, figure out what you are. It's kind of like in life. Do you learn by visuals? Do you learn by hearing? Do you learn by writing it down? Of course, you can't write down your golf swing. But how do you learn? And then, are you a mechanical player? Are you a feel player? Working, and then once you've kind of got learned who you are, then stay with that and trust
that. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just a routine that, you know, everybody approaches the game a little bit different, but that doesn't mean, you know, from mechanical guys, I've learned a lot of stuff, but it's not necessarily something I day-to-day take into my own personal game. But between a routine and, you know, always a good support group surrounding you is always very important.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure talking with you, a real pleasure. Eric Dugas, I want to follow your career and stay in touch. Please, I'll be emailing you and saying, next time, can you be on the show after you've just won this and that and this and that, okay?
Thank you for having me, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Aloha.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Let's bring in the writer, the senior writer for Sports Illustrated, which, of course, everybody says, the swimsuit issue, the Sports Illustrated senior writer and author of The Swinger, Alan Shipnuck. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I was just amazed. You know, I didn't know what The Swinger was about, and I have not read the book. I've read up on it. And I found probably the New York Times wrote the best way. The Swinger is a novel about a very famous golfer who has an amazing career record, a slew of endorsement deals, a gorgeous wife, a squeaky clean reputation, until his extracurricular kinks become a huge public embarrassment and spoil everything. And what they add is the authors, Michael Bamberger and Alan Shipnuck, don't insult the reader's intelligence by claiming that these characters bear no resemblance to persons living or dead. I gotta ask this question straight up. Are you kind of like taking advantage of Tiger Woods and all of the hype behind what he's done in life and what's happened to him and written a book about it?
Well, I don't think it's possible to take advantage of Tiger Woods. I mean, he's taken advantage of us in a lot of ways. You know, all his problems are self-inflicted. I mean, obviously, there's some echoes to the life and times of Tiger in our book, but in a lot of ways, you know, what happened with his scandal and was just a jumping off point for this book. You know, we wanted to write our own kind of unique story. It's not a forensic recreation of what happened to Tiger. That'd be nonfiction and be boring, because you can't get close to him. You can't ever know what's really going on in his heart or his mind. You know, it's through the magic of fiction that we can intimately get to know the world's greatest golfer, and we can go behind closed doors and see how he lives his life. We can place him at the center of a scandal and understand the decision making, you know, however foolhardy it may be. And you know, right? Really, the book's a reaction to Tiger, because, you know, Michael and I have covered him his entire professional career, and it's always been frustrating to not be able to get beyond the moat and to get to really know him. And so we want to tell a story about a character somewhat similar, where it really would be a different kind of experience, where you could relate to him and maybe feel some empathy even. And I think if Tiger were to read this book, he'd probably appreciate it, because our protagonist is treated with more understanding and sympathy than Tiger's ever gotten in the real world.
Do you think Tiger deserves more sympathy and understanding?
Well, that's a complicated question. You know, again, all his problems are of his own making, but there are some unanswered, you know, questions. I mean, does an athlete have a right to privacy? You know, He's not a minister. He's not an elected official. Like, why do we hold these guys to these very high standards of behavior that are probably unrealistic? I mean, you can make the case that whatever Tiger did was just between him and his wife, and yet it became this global obsession where, you know, his voicemails and his text messages were released, and, you know, it's hard to imagine a more public humiliation for someone's private behavior.
Yeah.
So, you know, was he treated entirely fairly by the media, by the public? You know, probably not, but at the same time, he did bring a lot of stuff upon himself, and so he could certainly have been treated differently, and put it that way.
Yeah, I also asked the question the other week, you know, are we entitled to know everything about his health? I mean, that's something that you and I consider my health records to be extremely private, and I don't want anyone to know anything about my health conditions or my surgeries or anything. And yet we, as the media, seem to think that we're entitled to know exactly what is wrong with him.
Well, you know, that's an interesting case, because part of the problem there is Tiger doesn't tell the truth. You know, he'll say, oh, I'm feeling great, you know, everything's fine, and then, you know, a month later he's having surgery or this injury that goes back 18 months. You know, he has a long history of subterfuge talking about his body and his health, and so...
But that's my point. I mean, doesn't he at some point want to say, hey, you guys, it's none of your business? Should he just say that? You know what? It's none of your business. And as far as I'm concerned, my words to you are, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, if he has some sort of medical condition that is, I don't know, embarrassing or highly personal, maybe he doesn't want to talk about it, and that's understandable. But if it's going to affect his performance as an athlete, I think it's relevant. You know, you're talking about a knee injury to the world's greatest athlete.
Okay.
It's something that people are going to want to know about. I mean, I don't think that's asking too much. Now,
okay, and then the next follow-up question is it important for the people who bet on the game or for the people who are just casual viewers? See, that's where I get confused. There's so much analysis. Is this for the guys who are waging?
Well, they're most keenly interested, for sure. But just as a fan, you know, you want to understand why a guy is struggling. If it really is because of his Achilles or because of his knee or because of his neck. I mean, these are all injuries that Tiger's had, and he has not been totally forthcoming about.
Yeah, maybe he should tell us that his brain isn't working anymore right now, right?
Well, there's that, too. I mean, that we can figure out on our own, actually. That's the one thing we don't need a medical report on.
So in the New York Times, they say, so why should we, you know, read a novel that seems like a glorified gossip that's been laboriously renamed, reimagined, and packed off to the American Midwest, which is, I guess, where your story takes place, right? And the answer, and this is from the New York Times, and I respect the New York Times, the answer is, in the case of The Swinger, okay, because I want to read it right now, the authors know their man and they know their game. And I think that's probably the part that I found most interesting, is how much of the game of golf you have in the book. How did you incorporate it?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the rise and fall and redemption of our protagonist, you know, drives the whole narrative. But, you know, between the two of us, Michael and I have been covering professional golf for about four decades. So we have a whole sort of mental notebook that we've carried around for a long time of all the stories we can ever, you know, fact check, all the gossip that maybe wasn't fit for print in a family magazine. You know, we just know a lot about the culture of professional golf and a lot of, you know, cool insidery stories, whether it's equipment or... So we just tried to sprinkle all that stuff into the book as much as we could. And so, you know, in a lot of ways, it's not only a look at, you know, if you can separate... It's hard not to think about Tiger when you're reading this book, but in a lot of ways, our protagonist is he's a composite character of a lot of athletes, and so it gives you some insight into just the cloistered world of a superstar jock. It's really relevant across different sports. You know, how these guys live, how they think. So there's that component to it. There's some fun, you know, inside the ropes stuff about the competition, things that we've been told from players, and there's, you know, just to get into the culture of the tour. There's a lot about, you know, our narrator is a reporter, so there's And we try and explain how the media works, especially as this scandal spins out of control. You kind of get a peek inside this tabloid newsroom as they're pursuing our guy Tree Tremont, like, you know, he's prey. And so, you know, and then we also there's sort of meditations on friendship, on celebrity, on marriage, on love. I mean, there's a lot of different components to the book, and there's definitely some fun golf along the way. But you know, it's kind of a bigger story than that.
Yeah, I gotta read this. I mean, now. Because there is a part of us that are, you know, there's the gossip stuff. It's like Princess Diana. Princess Diana could be put on the cover of a Time, any magazine, for 10 years after she died, and that magazine sales went through the roof. Is that the same for Tiger? From your sports,
well, one of the reasons, you know, you look at Princess Diana's death and you look at Tiger's scandal, one of the reasons that both of those events, you know, why they both resonate is because there's still unanswered questions. There's still mysteries. I mean, no one really knows what happened on the night of Tiger's, you know, shadowy car crash and all the stuff that happened between him and his wife subsequently. And these things, and they're never going to tell, you know, those they're going to go to their grave without ever really letting us into that world. And you know, during that weird period when, after the accident, when Tiger went to talk to the police, you know, what was happening around him, the people in his circle, what advice was he getting, what was he thinking, you know, there's so many things that we're never going to know. And that kind of helped inspire this book, where we wanted to not try and recreate exactly what happened with Tiger, but try and reimagine an analogous situation, and the reader can listen in on all the conversations. They can understand the competing interests of the enablers who are around this athlete. They can feel his panic and his desperation and his shame and his indignation, and there's all these different things you can bring to the story through fiction that just aren't possible if you're trying to recreate something that's actually happened.
Yeah, it's usually boring too. When you talk about the story is probably so innocuous that it'd be like, oh, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's part of it. You know, we, by not being beholden to the facts, we can take the story into some totally fun and outrageous directions.
Exactly.
It doesn't mirror what really happened, but it's good for a laugh, and there's a kernel of truth in it. And so we definitely took some liberties, and you know, that's part of the fun of doing a project like this.
Okay. You guys, you know, you work together. Michael Bamberger and Alan Shipnuck, I'm talking with Alan, about The Swinger, a great book from, published by Simon & Schuster. I'm saying it's a great book, and I haven't even read it. I gotta ask, how did you guys collaborate on this? How did two guys sit down and write a book?
Yeah, well, you know, Michael is in Philadelphia. I'm in Northern California. So, I mean, that, right off the bat, that gave us a 27-hour workday. I mean, there was times that I'd stay up late, and I'd send the stuff to Michael, and I'd sleep in, I'd wake up, he would already send it back to me. So that, just from the standpoint of propelling the story forward, that was great. But, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the arc of the story and plotting out the individual chapters, and then we just took turns, and we would just write for as long as we were inspired. Sometimes that was 500 uh-huh. words, sometimes it was 2,000, and then we'd send it off to the other guy, and we just keep going back and forth. And
that's nice.
You know, writing a novel is a lonely experience. You're just sitting in a room banging your head against the keyboard, but you know, we had a built-in cheering section with each other, and we could always cherry pick each other's ideas and inspirations, and so that was really great collaboration. And you know, Michael and I are friends. We've been colleagues since the mid-90s, so we see things in some ways very similarly, and we're fans of each other's work, and so we didn't really have any ego invested in who wrote what. If he sent me something and I didn't like it, I would edit it and I'd change it. And you know, we kept going. You do that enough, and the two voices kind of meld into one.
Meld into one. So, yes, I got it. Okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break. But I want to talk to you about, okay, Tiger a little bit, because Freddie's at the top of the leaderboard. Champions Tour. Yeah, shot a 68-66. Goes to Germany. Has some blood work, which isn't approved in the... I want to go to Germany, have some blood work, if that'll fix my back. Oh, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Alan Shipnuck. He is the co-author of The Swinger, a book that I'm going to read. And he's also, of course, a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. And you can find his writing on golf.com as well. The question that people are talking about now is, the President's Cup is coming up in November. It'll be in Australia. And Tiger Woods has not played his way onto the President's Cup. And Freddie Couples has two President's Cup captain's picks. They're at his discretion. Freddie has said he's going to pick Tiger Woods. He's going to pick Tiger Woods as long as Tiger plays in the Australian Open. Wait a minute. No, he's going to play pick Tiger Woods if Tiger Woods plays in Australia and maybe plays some more. Maybe Freddie will go and play with him, and he's got to compete. You know, did Fred Couples cover all the bases that he possibly could to give Tiger an opportunity to make it on the team just by doing something? Tell me what your thoughts are, Alan Shipnuck.
Well, Fred's also starting to give himself some wiggle room to not pick him. You know, his initial statement was, you know, Tiger's on the team no matter what. And then you saw how bad that Tiger played at Firestone in the PGA. And clearly, this guy's not ready. His game's not ready. And so now he's kind of set up this litmus test where you have to show me you want to be on the team. You have to go play some of these Fall Series events that he knows Tiger doesn't really want to play. So
did he say the Fall Series events specifically? I didn't hear that. Oh, really?
Well, I'm just reading between the lines. I mean, there's not much else that he can do.
Right.
You know, after the FedEx Cup season, you know, later in the year, there's some great tournaments in Asia and in South Africa and Australia, but you know, to play in October, that's really where the golf is on the Fall Series, and that's the run up to the Australian Open. So, you know, if Tiger decides that he doesn't want to do that or his game's not ready, you know, Fred can say it's sort of an elegant way for both of them to get out of it. Tiger doesn't have to flat out say I don't want to play the President's Cup team, and I'm scared to go over there and go, you know, 0-4 and cost the United States the cup. And Fred doesn't have to say, this guy's not good enough for my team. They can just kind of say, well, Tiger didn't tee it up. I don't think he's quite ready. I'm going to go with someone who's hotter and who's played more in this run-up here to the Cup. So, you know, Freddie's sort of backing off his unconditional love for Tiger. And I think it makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are right now are outside the top 10 on the points list who deserve a spot. I mean, Keegan Bradley, obviously. Yeah, Zach Johnson, who's played very well this year and has a great record in team play. You have Gary Woodland, who's won this year and might be the longest hitter in golf. He'd be awesome at match play. And Ricky Fowler, who's very consistent. You know, everyone knows that about his finish in the singles of the Ryder Cup last year. You know, you can go down the list. There's four or five very qualified captain's choices and Tiger's not one of them. So, you know, Freddie's not one to overthink things. You know, in his mind, Tiger's the best player of all time. I want him on my team. Great, but you know, the reality is Tiger's game is just not ready right now. So Freddie needs to see a little something to be convinced.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about the all-powerful television audience, the all-speaking, all-knowing? Stop for a moment. This is our legal ID. KPUA Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. Television demands the Tiger Woods presence. Otherwise, ratings, they plummet.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the President's Cup is an international goodwill exhibition. I mean, that's what it is. So it's entertainment. If you look at it in that context, you know, clearly Tiger's still the biggest star in golf. You go into another hemisphere. You want the show to be well-received. You know, having Tiger there just adds a certain buzz that benefits the captains. Like for
even if he dissolves, it's a buzz, right? I mean, watching...
Look at the coverage that Tiger got at the PGA, his second round. I mean, they showed every shot. I mean, it was almost ghoulish, but...
Yes, there was a train wreck, and they're fun to watch.
Anyone else who's tipped off for making the cut, you know, they just disappear. So, Tiger would add energy to the event. I mean, that benefits everyone. The other players feel it, and they like it as well. So, there are reasons to pick Tiger. If your goal is to go down there and win and take your 12 best players, then right now he's probably not on the team. But,
yeah.
You know, you do have the PGA Tour. You have the networks. There's a lot of competing interests who'd like Tiger to be there. And, you know, this is the big leagues. It's not like Freddie can be completely unconcerned with those concerns. So all these things are factors.
Yes, and there are people talking in Freddie's ear going, you know, on the one hand they're saying he doesn't deserve. On the other hand, there's people going, you're going to pick him because we want him on television and we want him to buzz around it. It's not easy being Fred Couples. But I got to ask you, it's wonderful being Fred Couples after coming back from Germany. What do you know of this blood procedure?
Just what I've read. I mean, maybe it's proof that golfers really are athletes after all, because, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you know, cyclists do, that you know, professional football players do. I mean, these are training aids, and as long as they're approved and they're legal, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, clearly Fred, I mean, he's had back problems for 20 years. I mean, we know what kind of talent he has and still has, so if he's doing things to allow himself to compete and to feel better, then I don't think it's that big a deal. But
no,
it is a little funny.
Yeah, you got to understand, the people who are listening right now, you know, if the PGA Tour said fine, which they did, fine, we do it. But what everybody wants to know is, well, what was it so I can go do it?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, the real irony is that Couples has always said the worst thing on his back is not playing golf, it's sitting on an airplane. So it's a long flight to Germany. It better be darn good science to put, you know, for him to put his body through that. So
right, when you're a few years older, I promise you that you'll understand what he meant.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's obviously he's playing well as we speak. So it's worked, but it shows the level of desperation. I mean, how much, you know, his body has betrayed him if he has to go to those means just to compete.
Yeah, but it's great that there was there's some other opportunities for people in his position to, you know, to pursue. And it doesn't seem like it's one of them. It could be a quick fix, because he did say the first couple of weeks after he felt fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Now he's feeling a little bit tight, but he's used to tight. You know, it's not pain, it's tight. You can feel that. Tommy Gainey, he's at the top of the leaderboard. I'm going to keep you for a couple more minutes, well, maybe two more minutes. We have Beth Ann Baldry from Golf Week. She's going to be with us to talk all about the LPGA Safeway and the Solheim Cup, because the bubble is happening in that arena as well. Bubble happening, I talked about it at the beginning of the show. With Ernie Els, you know, we talk about the bubble every year, right? Ellen, I mean, you talk about people that usually the casual golfer would have no idea. Huh? Who? And Dean Wilson is from Hawaii, so we all know, and he withdrew, so that's a shame. But Dean's been having trouble with his game. And Ernie Els, Patrick Harrington, hello? These are like major champions. And then we have, they've made the cut. Looks like Padraig's made the cut. Looks like he's going to make the cut. He has made the cut, rather. John Daly has made the cut. John Daly has made the cut. It's fantastic. I shot a 70 today. And then we've got Tommy Gainey. What can you tell us about Tommy Gainey at the top of the leaderboard? Two gloves.
Well, he's a colorful character. I mean, he's proof that not every PGA Tour guy comes up to the country club and has a perfect swing that's been fussed over by scientists and launch monitors and computers. I mean, he's really got the ugliest swing in golf. He takes divots that are the size of a good steak, and it just lashes at the ball. But he's really fun to watch, you know. And he's just totally a self-made player. He's this down-home Southern boy who's just got a lot of charm and doesn't take himself too seriously. You know, he's very easy to root for. And he's had a quietly excellent season. He's had a lot of top finishes. You know, he needs to win. He needs to prove himself in that regard. But he's already shown that he can play at a pretty high level, and he's certainly going to be looks like he's going to have a nice long career on the PGA Tour. So
fabulous.
In some ways, he's already a success just to get this far. But he'd be great for the tour. It takes all kinds. I mean, Davis Love III with his elegant swing and his polo wardrobe and, you know, the Roman numerals, and that appeals to a certain fan, and that Tommy Gainey appeals to a different kind of fan, and, you know, that's great. There's room for everybody in this sport.
Right on. John Daly. Tommy is kind of like going to the IT Technical Institute here in Hawaii. We know that. You may have heard. Wherever you go, it's kind of like a laborer's college, you know, and my son was thinking of going to a laborer's college because various reasons, you know. Sometimes reading isn't that easy for some people, and it's great. I love the fact that he's at the top of the leaderboard, and I hope he wins. Yes.
Oh, yeah, he'd be a hugely popular winner, and especially, you know, tournaments down in Greensboro in the South, and, you know, those are his people, so he would...
It's great.
It'll be a big party if he wins.
Good to talk to you. Good to meet you, by the way. Nice meeting you. I'm shaking your hand. Good to meet you.
I appreciate it. I think that me.
Absolutely. Okay. Looking forward to the swinger.
Thank you.
Aloha. Absolutely. Yeah. Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week Magazine. How are you, Beth Ann? You're in Florida.
I am. I'm trying to stay cool in the air conditioning.
I'm expecting to see you on Morning Drive on the Golf Channel pretty soon.
Too early. Yeah, I'm teasing.
So are you gonna be on Morning Drive on the Golf Channel?
I don't know. That would be news to me. I would love to go on their show.
Okay.
I was on during the Open, but just from afar on the phone.
Well, I think there needs to be more women. We need more women talking about golf. I was looking at this one magazine article about the top drivers, you know, and all of the testers of the top drivers were all men. I mean, there was no woman at all represented. But right now we have on the LPGA Tour some amazing things going on. Choi Nahwan. Choi, am I mispronouncing her name completely?
Close. Nayan Choi. You can just call her NYC.
Thank you. That's great. NYC is shot a 65 at the Safeway Classic presented by Coca-Cola. Do you think Safeway is going to renew?
Well, I hope so. I mean, the LPGA can't afford to lose another long-standing event. I mean, and everyone on tour loves Portland, loves that area. They've moved the tournament to Pumpkin Ridge the last couple years, which is a great piece of property. I hope that they get it together and figure out a way to make it work. I got to believe they will. I have faith in that one. I don't think that one's going anywhere.
Good, because I really like the fact that Safeway is sponsoring an event, much like Cox. I work for Cox, so I'm really happy they sponsor an event on the nationwide tour. You know, I want these companies that make so much money off of us to step up. do something for, and Safeway, you know, that it's great that they're doing this, presented by Coca-Cola. Thank you, Coca-Cola. U.S. companies backing a product like the LPGA, and with the Solheim coming up, the U.S. team takes on even a bigger, the questions are, who's going to make the team? We have Christina Kim right on the bubble. I talked about that a bit earlier in the show, that there are some players who could technically knock her off and she may become a captain's pick. So all these things we're going to explore with Beth Ann Baldry of Golf Week. Plus, she got to go on vacation in Scotland. How long did you go?
Well, I was in Scotland for 2 weeks, 1 week of work and 1 week of play.
Okay. So the work is great. I mean, we all envy your job. but I want to hear about the vacation. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week Magazine. It's the Safeway Classic presented by Coca-Cola and the Solheim Cup and Scotland. Interesting. It's all S's. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Beth Ann Baldry. She's senior writer at Golf Week, and we're talking about the Safeway in Portland. She's not there, but she covers golf, women's golf. She goes all around the world. What strikes you right now as you look at the leaderboard about the Safeway Classic?
Well, I think Rosie Jones had to Stacey Lewis opening up with four consecutive birdies today. That's always a good sign for an American.
Yes.
But, in terms of how the bottom of the team is going to shake out, it didn't seem like anybody made any kind of a run yesterday, and it's only a 3-day event. Katie Fuchser might not even make the cut. She opened with a 76, McPherson 73, and Vicky Hurst 71, and those are the three players that had a chance to, a realistic chance to knock off Christina Kim.
Yeah. No, I mean, Christina's not doing all that well either. She's been off form lately.
It's been a really rough year for Christina, and especially the last few events. And I was talking to Rosie Jones earlier in the week, and she said Christina told her it's not for a lack of trying. And I guess she was out there working pretty hard during her practice sessions this week out in Portland trying to get it together. My gut tells me she's going to hold on to that 10th place spot and squeak onto the team. She obviously brings a lot of funk, but it'll be interesting to see what that looks like overseas, though. I got to imagine she'll tone it down.
You think so?
I hope so.
I wasn't there, and I only saw it on television, so I don't know, but she seemed to add you know, fun to the event. And was it not taken that way by the other team?
Well, I mean, she added a fun element, but I think there's a little bit of an overboard element every once in a while to Christina Kim. So, you know, she always walks the fine line in a lot of areas. So, you know, and overseas, you know, it's not her home turf. So I can imagine she'll be a little quieter because the crowds over there, it's really fun. You know, they're so knowledgeable, you know, the crowds in Great Britain and Ireland and so respectful of the game. And they come out in droves. And it's just a really fun atmosphere, even when the weather's crap.
Well, part of it is playing in the weather that's not necessarily all that it should be. You know, it's the thing about the Irish sponsoring their tournament that's so fabulous is they're going to be on television, but the weather is not necessarily going to be prime weather for television. And yet you still want to go. You still want to go. You still want to go to Ireland because of the atmosphere, the attitude of the people, the beauty of the nature that surrounds. They haven't overbuilt. They've kept it what you're in your mind, you know, what Ireland looks like. Am I wrong? Am I delusional?
Well, I hope it's that way. I have not been to this golf course, but unfortunately, you know, it's a parkland course. Kristen McPherson told me they don't even use that castle that you look at. I was like, what is it, a movie set? I was disappointed. I was expecting to, like, you know, have dinner in there or something.
Exactly.
So that's not the clubhouse, I guess. But it should be beautiful. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I hope that the weather cooperates. I was disappointed in Carnoustie. You know, the girls had absolutely gorgeous weather aside from that first round, and the crowds just did not show up. And
that was
strange. Really surprised. I
heard from someone who lives in the vicinity that they do a very poor job in the UK of promoting women's golf events. And I don't know if that's so, but it seems like it's a shame since it's a great destination. It's a great place. It's not far from the East Coast. It would work into the globalization factor. You know, if you go start on the East Coast and go to Europe, and then you can go from the East Coast to the West Coast to Asia. I think the schedule needs to be worked on and tweaked and how you travel. It must be very difficult for you too. I'm looking at the leaderboard, and I wanted to bring in Grace Park a little bit because she started in Korea, but she came to Hawaii, and Hawaii is always like a place where people from Asia come to the islands. They get a little bit of, I think she was 14, I think she went to one of our private schools, I think it was right up there in the St. Louis area, Sacred Hearts, if I'm not mistaken. And then she went to the mainland, which is the next spring point. You go to Arizona. You know, it's like Asia, Hawaii, and then from Hawaii, you go to Arizona. And then from Arizona, that's your kicking off place. Something, it seems to be the path that works. And Grace is at the top of the leaderboard, and it's unusual. She's a major winner. Her back has been a problem. And can you give us some insight?
I haven't talked to Grace recently, but when I say recently, like in the last few months, but she's struggled with her back for a long time. I heard you talking about Fred Couples earlier.
Yeah,
she's kind of like the Fred Couples of the LPGA. It's really sad because she definitely has a lot of talent still. But you know, for a while there, Grace wasn't enjoying the game. You know, she was having some personal issues. She wasn't really playing for herself. You know, a lot of factors at play there that, you know, were in addition to the pain, the physical pain. But, you know, the last time I talked to her, she had a, you know, renewed lease on life and was, you know, really excited to get at it again. She reunited with her old instructor. And was really looking forward to things. Unfortunately, she continues to withdraw from events. So, So you kind of hold your breath when you see Grace at the top of the leaderboard, and you say, I hope she can just make it to Sunday.
Yeah, okay, got it. And this is a four-round event, so there's even more. Usually they're three. Do you think the LPGA needs more four-round events?
This week, yeah, is a three-round event. Honestly, at this point, the LPGA takes what it can get. If it has a sponsor that can only afford three rounds, then by all means, put on a three-round event. Every event in Japan is only three rounds. So, I mean, just get a full schedule, and then we'll worry about 72 holes later.
Oh, good. Oh, I love that. I love your attitude. I was looking at the leaderboard of the LPGA.com site, and it's round 1, 2, 3, and 4 listed here. So sometimes the site completely confuses me, and I'd like to take that up with the communications department at the LPGA, but I know they have other things on their mind. So when you are going to go to Scotland, because we're all going to go to Scotland and Ireland, but we're going to go to Scotland because you were there, and you're going to help us. I remember before you went, you actually asked on Twitter, anybody got any ideas about where I should go? So now we're going to pick your brain. Beth Ann, where's the best, what's the best destination that you found when you went to Scotland?
Well, I spent a little time in East Lothian, which is where Katrina Matthew lives. She just ran away with an event there.
Yeah.
But Katrina is from North Berwick, and she lives on the 18th hole, and that is an absolutely amazing course. Stunning views, some of the quirkiest, strangest holes you've ever played, but fun, not in an annoying way, but in a really fun way, very memorable experience. But there are so many courses jam-packed in that East Lothian area along the Firth of Forth.
Yeah, Firth of Forth. I love that phrase. Yeah, the Firth of Forth. Yes.
It's fun to say. But you don't really have to go very far at all. So, we stayed in a hotel right there on the overlooked 16th hole at North Berwick, and we drive 10 minutes one way and 15 minutes another way, and, it's just 5 minutes the other way, and it was just amazing. I mean, so many wonderful courses jam-packed right there. I didn't get to play Murrayfield, but that's just down the road as well. And then, I was like everybody else was listening. I didn't have a tee time for the old course, so I put my name in the ballot system along with two other friends. And if you're willing to get up at the crack of dawn, you have a really high chance of getting a tee time. I had to wait 2 days, but I was staying at Edinburgh, so it wasn't, I just put my name in each day. And got a 6:40 tee time, which was extraordinarily early since we had to drive from Edinburgh, but well worth it. And it's not cheap, but it's just an experience that I think everyone who truly loves the game, considers themselves somewhat of a serious golfer should do.
Absolutely. So some people say that when you put so much expectation into playing it that it's a disappointment once you do.
Well, I will say, I have walked that course many times covering events, and it's a really hard course to spectate or watch from the outside the ropes because of all the double greens, and it's difficult to see anything. And even when you play it, I can remember the holes better now, but so many of those holes just kind of run together and are nondescript, like in the middle there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about this hole. So, unlike North Berwick, where I could remember every hole, that there is some truth to that. But I got to say, though, that 1, 17, and 18, that's your experience right there. That's,
okay.
That's really all you care about is 1, 17, and 18. So you plunk down $225 to try not to dust hook it into the rustic hotel, and then you try to stay out of the old hole bunker and take some pictures on the bridge, and that's basically what you're paying $225 for. But it's still a great experience. But you can't just go there and play St. Andrews, play the old course, and that's it. There are so many amazing courses around to truly appreciate links golf. You'll talk to most people who go over there won't count the old course as their favorite course. They'll love the experience, but it won't be their favorite course.
There you go. There you have it. Beth Ann, it is always a gas talking to you.
Well,
thanks
for having me.
Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for talking. You know, we've got to do this again, maybe when you're at the Solheim. Who knows, you know? What's your schedule next? Where are you off to?
Well, I'm home, actually, for a little bit. I'm in a wedding, and then...
Getting married? Oh, okay.
No, not my own. what is the saying? Sixth time the bridesmaid?
Yes, okay.
and then I'm going to Mobile, or not Mobile. We've already been there. Prattville. The second Alabama event, right before the Solheim Cup. So,
okay. Maybe from Prattville, then. It sounds so... Prattville.
Yeah, I can't even remember the name of it. I'm so excited to go there.
Well, then I'm putting you down for Prattville, okay?
Sounds good.
Beth Ann Baldry, Senior Writer, Golf Week. Thanks for being on the show. You're just fun. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, we've got some good news. The Mayor's Cup, in a collaborative effort with the Mayor's Office and the Hawaii State Golf Association, the Mayor's Cup has been revived and will be played at the Alawai Golf Course September 17th and 18th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. The tournament, once again, a 36-hole stroke play tournament, five flights, five, accommodating everybody who has a handicap. The flights will be as follows: Championship, A, B, C, and Senior. Senior flight will have a gross and net winner, accommodating players 55 years and older. Entry fee is $125 per golfer. That includes your fees, your green, cart, and banquet. Banquet fees, too. That's $125. That's a really good deal, kind of like playing at the Alawai is. All golfers have to have a Hawaii State Golf Association. They've got to be a member. So, you know, let's get the membership up here. And you have to have an active gin handicap. Tournament counts towards the Governor's Cup point. That's a big sell, okay? This tournament counts toward Governor's Cup points to qualify to play in the Sony Open in Hawaii. So, okay, the past year's participant levels have been upwards of 225. They hope to have a full field for this year of 200. You can get your application at the HawaiiStateGolf.org site or at the 808golf.com site. Some of the other things that are coming up in Hawaii are the demo day. That is the demo day. And that's going to be at the Hawaii Golf Course, Hawaii Kai. Love Hawaii Kai. It's the last place I played with my dad on the executive par 3 course at Hawaii Kai. And I just put a picture up about dad on Facebook. Dad is, he's the reason why I do the show every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. because he always had a tea time at Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And, so the Bing Demo Day is on October 1st. They rescheduled it October 1st from 10 until 2. At the Oahu Country Club, it's the 48th annual Oahu Country Club Men's Invitational, and Matt Ma has a one-shot lead going into today's final round. They're going to tee off, the leaders tee off about 12:30. With Matt Ma, Lawrence Chan. He's the 2009 champ, and he's in second place. Matt is 6 under par. Lawrence is 5 under after the first 2 days. David Saka and Sky Inakoshi are tied for third. And Sky has been with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association forever, since he was 7 years old. If you want to just support the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, there's a website. If you use them as your search engine, that's all you need to know. We need to wrap up the show. I'll have the search engine for you later. Thank you for making the golf club possible. I want to thank our sponsors, Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains and 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship that will give you chicken skin. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Star Protection, thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.